Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Lesson 39. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. This is Lesson 39 of our course, the penultimate lesson in this season. And I'm back with another conversation that we recorded when we were in Italy. Now, this conversation features Katie and Francesca and a special guest, la mamma di Francesca, because together they are making a tiramisu. Let's begin our lesson. Iniziamo! Now, like the other conversations that we've heard in this final section of our Coffee Break Italian Season 1 course, you'll find that this conversation is quite challenging. Obviously, there are some specific items of vocabulary linked to the fact that they're making a tiramisu. And also, you'll get the chance to hear some of the language that we've covered in previous lessons too. One thing to point out is that Katie uses the lei form with Francesca's mum. She says, cosa sta cucinando? What are you cooking, Signora Anna, to begin with? But we'll come to that when we hear the conversation. As usual, we're going to listen to the conversation in its entirety, and then we'll go back through things together. Allora, siamo pronti? Cominciamo!
Katie, io apparecchio la tavola e tu puoi dare una mano in cucina a mia mamma, per favore?
Sì, va bene. Cosa sta cucinando, signora Anna?
Ho fatto l'arrosto.
Che buono, non vedo l'ora di provarlo. Ma che cos'è quello?
Questo è il mascarpone. Il mascarpone è un formaggio speciale che usiamo per fare il tiramisù.
Il tiramisù? Wow, il mio dolce preferito.
Katie, vuoi aiutarmi a prepararlo?
Sì, certo.
Allora, prendi 4 uova e separa i tuorli.
Tuorli?
Sì, la parte rossa dell'uovo.
Ah, ho capito.
Allora, separa i tuorli dagli albumi, cioè la parte bianca.
Va bene.
Ragazze, tutto bene qui in cucina?
Okay so far, I think. There's a few difficult words, but we're getting there.
Allora, guarda, Katie, aggiungi un po' di zucchero agli albumi. E aggiungi anche il mascarpone.
It looks so delicious.
Che bell'aspetto.
Poi?
Mescola finché ottieni una bella crema.
Posso provarlo?
Sì, o forse devi dire posso assaggiarlo?
Posso assaggiarlo?
Sei come Francesca, dai. Andiamo avanti. Prendi il frullino e monta gli albumi.
Va bene così.
Perfetto, ora mettiamo gli albumi con la crema.
Ecco.
Katie, prendi i savoiardi e il caffè che ha preparato Francesca.
Questo?
Sì, adesso intingi i savoiardi nel caffè e ricopri il strato con la crema.
Giusto?
Sei bravissima!
Mamma, Katie, gli spaghetti sono pronti. Dai, a tavola.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Anch'io, ho l'acquolina in bocca.
Anch'io, ho l'acquolina in bocca. L'acquolina in bocca. It means that my mouth is watering. My mouth is watering with the idea of this tiramisu. Okay, it's time to go through our conversation in greater detail. And we'll help you understand everything. Again, there are some tricky parts, some technical language, if you like. There are also some spaces where, for example, Katie's mixing the cake mix and so on. And that will give us a chance to think about some of the language that has been covered in this conversation. To begin with, Francesca gives Katie an instruction. She says that she is going to do something, and then she asks Katie, can you do something too? Let's have a listen.
Katie, io apparecchio la tavola e tu puoi dare una mano in cucina a mia mamma, per favore?
Sì, va bene.
That's quite quick. Francesca says, Katie, io apparecchio la tavola. We've come across la tavola before, una tavola per quattro, a table for four, if you're arriving at a restaurant, for example. Io apparecchio la tavola. That literally means that she's going to prepare the table with all the equipment that is necessary. Apparecchio. I will lay the table. I'm going to lay the table. E tu puoi dare una mano in cucina a mia mamma, per favore. And you can give a hand in kitchen to my mum, please. Dare una mano a qualcuno, to give a hand to someone, to help someone. Tu puoi dare, you can give, una mano, a hand, in cucina. We could say nella cucina, in the kitchen, but just as a sort of general way of referring to in the kitchen, we can just say in cucina. A mia mamma, per favore, to my mother. Let's listen again.
Katie, io apparecchio la tavola e tu puoi dare una mano in cucina a mia mamma, per favore?
Sì, va bene.
So Katie goes into the kitchen and asks Signora Anna, Francesca's mom, a question.
Cosa sta cucinando, signora Anna?
Ho fatto l'arrosto.
Che buono! Non vedo l'ora di provarlo.
So as we heard, Katie asks Signora Anna, Francesca's mom, cosa sta cucinando? What are you cooking? Cucinare, to cook. Cucinando is that ing form. Cosa sta cucinando? What are you cooking? Signora Anna. And she's using the lei form, sta, not stai. Now, the word that you may not recognize in Signora Anna's response is l'arrosto. L'arrosto, that's L apostrophe, arrosto, is the roast bit of meat, for example, a roast dinner. Ho fatto l'arrosto. I have made the roast.
Cosa sta cucinando, signora Anna?
Ho fatto l'arrosto.
Che buono. Non vedo l'ora di provarlo.
Did you pick up what Katie said there? Non vedo l'ora di provarlo. Literally, I don't see the hour of trying it. I can't wait to try it. We've seen non vedo l'ora before. She then goes on to ask another question.
Ma che cos'è quello?
Questo è il mascarpone. Il mascarpone è un formaggio speciale che usiamo per fare il tiramisù.
So the mascarpone was not in its tub, so Kitty didn't recognize it. She asks, che cos'è quello? What is that? And Francesca's mum lifts it up and says, questo è il mascarpone. This is the mascarpone, the cheese. Of course, a very common Italian cheese. And she gives a little more information about this cheese. Listen again to what Anna says.
Questo è il mascarpone. Il mascarpone è un formaggio speciale che usiamo per fare il tiramisù.
Again, you'll hear in this answer lots of examples of words that run together. So she says, questo è il mascarpone. Questo è il mascarpone. And then she goes on to explain, il mascarpone è un formaggio speciale che usiamo per fare il tiramisù. So, the mascarpone is a cheese special that we use for to do the tiramisù. Obviously, mascarpone is a special cheese that we use to make tiramisù. Il mascarpone è un formaggio speciale che usiamo per fare il tiramisù. Katie's quite excited about this.
Il tiramisù, wow, il mio dolce preferito.
Did you work out what she said? Il mio dolce preferito, my favorite dessert. Dolce, dessert or sweet. Il mio dolce preferito. Then, Signora Anna asks Katie if she wants to help her prepare it.
Katie, vuoi aiutarmi a prepararlo?
Sì, certo.
She said, vuoi aiutarmi? Do you want to help me? The me going on to the end of aiutare. We've seen that lots of times. Posso aiutarla, for example. Vuoi aiutarmi a prepararlo? Do you want to help me to make it? And the lo is going on to the end of preparare there. And we lose the final e, just the same as we lost it in aiutare. Vuoi aiutarmi a prepararlo? Do you want to help me to prepare it. And Katie says, yes, of course, certo. And here comes the first of the instructions from Anna.
Allora, prendi quattro uova e separa i tuorli.
Tuorli?
Sì, la parte rossa dell'uovo.
Ah, ho capito.
Again, this is quite fast. Anna says, prendi quattro uova. Now, there's something funny going on here. The word for an egg is un uovo. However, in the plural, this word changes from masculine to feminine. Due uova. So it's un uovo or l'uovo, the egg, but the eggs become le uova. Now, you might be thinking this is very strange, but there actually are some other words that work the same way, and we've come across one of them before. That is il braccio, the arm. It's il braccio, the arm, but le braccia, the arms. So you use the feminine definite article, le, plural form, and then end the word braccio with an A instead of an O. So le braccia. Il braccio, le braccia. L'uovo, le uova. And another part of the body that also works this way is il dito, the finger. Il dito becomes, can you guess? Le dita, the fingers. Il dito, le dita. So, Anna has asked Katie to take quattro uova, take four eggs, and then she says, e separa i tuorli. When she says separa i tuorli, and the a of separa and i run together, it almost sounds as if she says separe tuorli. Separe tuorli, but that's actually separa i tuorli. It's just very fast the way she says it. So what is she separating? Well, if you're separating something to do with eggs, it must be the yolk from the white of the egg. I tuorli are the yolks. Now, it's quite interesting because Katie asks, tuorli, what are tuorli? And Anna gives the explanation. Listen again to this explanation and see if you can see anything a little bit strange here.
Allora, prendi quattro uova e separa i tuorli.
Tuorli?
Sì, la parte rossa dell'uovo.
Ah, ho capito.
Anna has explained what i tuorli are by saying la parte rossa dell'uovo. Now, interestingly, certainly in the UK, we would call the yolk not rossa, but gialla, yellow. But in the part of Italy where Anna and Francesca are from, the idea is that they are reddish or orange. La parte rossa dell'uovo, the red part of the egg. And Katie has understood. It's not the white, basically. Ho capito, she says. I have understood. So we get a little further explanation from Anna.
Allora, separa i tuorli dagli albumi, cioè la parte bianca.
Va bene.
She says, separa i tuorli dagli albumi. Separate the eggs from the whites, cioè la parte bianca. She uses the word albumi, of course linked to the technical word in English, albumen. So she's to separate the yolks from the albumen, cioè la parte bianca. Cioè is a word that's quite a useful word. It means that is to say, cioè la parte bianca. So Katie separates the eggs, and then Francesca comes in and asks if everything is okay in the kitchen.
Ragazze, tutto bene qui in cucina?
Okay so far, I think. There's a few difficult words, but we're getting there.
Allora, guarda, Katie, aggiungi un po' di zucchero agli albumi e aggiungi anche il mascarpone.
It looks so delicious.
Che bell'aspetto.
Okay, so things are starting to take shape here. We've got some more instructions from Anna. She says, allora, guarda, Katie, look, Katie, aggiungi un po' di zucchero agli albumi. Now, I think we've come across zucchero before. It's sugar. And aggiungere means to add. Add a little sugar agli albumi, to the egg whites. E aggiungi anche il mascarpone. And add also the mascarpone. Katie thinks it looks delicious and Francesca agrees. Che bell'aspetto. Aspetto here looks like aspect. What a beautiful aspect it gives. It looks great. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Stai imparando l'italiano, certo, ma vuoi imparare anche un'altra lingua? Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, German and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. And the next step, Katie says, poi.
Poi?
Mescola finché ottiene una bella crema.
Now, this is quite a tricky sentence, fortunately. Anna's helping with some actions here. She says, mescola, mix it, finché ottieni, until it obtains una bella crema, a beautiful cream. So mix it until it becomes nice and creamy. And Kitty, by this stage, is getting peckish. She says, posso provarlo? Can I try it?
Mescola finché ottiene una bella crema.
Posso provarlo?
Sì, o forse devi dire, posso assaggiarlo?
Posso assaggiarlo?
We've come across the word assaggiare, to try, when you're enjoying trying food or wine or something like that. Posso assaggiarlo? Can I try it? And then Anna points out that Katie's just like Francesca, wanting to try the mix before it's made into a tiramisù.
Sei come Francesca, dai. Andiamo avanti. Prendi il frullino e monta gli albumi.
Okay, so she says, dai, come on. Andiamo avanti. Let's go on to the next step. Let's move forward. And handing her the whisk, helping Katie realize that il frullino is the whisk, Anna says, prendi il frullino e monta gli albumi. So take the whisk and monta gli albumi. Montare, when it's used in this sense, is to whip or to beat when you're whipping or beating a mixture like this when you're cooking or baking. Monta gli albumi. So whip or beat the egg whites.
Prendi il frullino e monta gli albumi.
So Kitty is beating the egg whites with the whisk and she asks if she's doing okay, if it's okay like this.
Va bene così.
Perfetto, ora mettiamo gli albumi con la crema.
Did you work that out? Ora mettiamo gli albumi con la crema. So ora means adesso. It's another way of saying now. Ora mettiamo, we put gli albumi, the egg whites, con la crema, with the cream. So we add the egg whites to the cream.
Ecco.
Che ti prendi savoiardi e il caffè che ha preparato Francesca.
Now we have another technical word here. I savoiardi. Un savoiardo is a particular type of biscuit. It actually means a biscuit from the Savoy or the Savoie region, which is in the southeast of France. It borders Switzerland and indeed into Italy too. It's a historical region and this is where these particular biscuits come from. In the UK, we call them sponge fingers. I think they're also called lady fingers in other parts of the world. Basically, they're sponge biscuits. And Anna has told Katie, prendi i savoiardi e il caffè che ha preparato Francesca. So take the sponge fingers and the coffee which Francesca has prepared. And she says, che ha preparato Francesca, which has prepared Francesca, changing the word order a little, but it still means the same thing. Take the biscuits, the sponge biscuits, and the coffee which Francesca has prepared.
Che ti prendi i savoiardi e il caffè che ha preparato Francesca.
Questo?
Sì, adesso intingi i savoiardi nel caffè e ricopri ogni strato con la crema.
Again, when you're in this kind of situation, you're listening to instructions, very often you are shown how to do things, and that's exactly what happened here. Anna showed Katie how to literally dip the savoiardi, the sponge fingers, in the coffee, and then cover each layer with cream as the sponge fingers were added to the bowl in which the tiramisu was being made. So she says, adesso intingi i savoiardi, dip the savoiardi nel caffè, in the coffee, e ricopri and cover ogni strato, each layer, con la crema, with the cream.
Adesso intingi i savoiardi nel caffè e ricopri ogni strato con la crema.
So Katie follows the instructions and once again asks, okay?
Giusto?
Sei bravissima!
So Anna thinks Katie is fantastic. She's doing very, very well. Very clever. Bravissima. And Francesca comes back at this point and lets us know that in addition to our roast that we're about to eat, we also have our primo piatto. And in this case, the primo piatto, the first course, is spaghetti. She says, gli spaghetti sono pronti. The spaghetti are ready. Notice that she uses the plural form, of course, because spaghetti is plural.
Mamma, Katie, gli spaghetti sono pronti. Dai, a tavola.
And Francesca uses that very Italian word again. Dai, come on. A tavola, to the table.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Anch'io, l'acquolina in bocca.
A lovely expression there. Oh, l'acquolina in bocca. My mouth is watering. Okay, it's now time to listen once more to the entire conversation. And this time, you hopefully will understand everything. And indeed, you could be following along and making your own tiramisu.
Katie, io apparecchio la tavola e tu puoi dare una mano in cucina a mia mamma, per favore?
Sì, va bene.
Cosa sta cucinando, signora Anna?
Ho fatto l'arrosto.
Che buono! Non vedo l'ora di provarlo. Ma che cos'è quello?
Questo è il mascarpone. Il mascarpone è un formaggio speciale che usiamo per fare il tiramisù.
Il tiramisù? Wow, il mio dolce preferito!
Katie, vuoi aiutarmi a prepararlo?
Sì, certo!
Allora, prendi 4 uova e separa i tuorli.
Tuorli?
Sì, la parte rossa dell'uovo.
Ah, ho capito.
Allora, separa i tuorli dagli albumi, cioè la parte bianca.
Va bene. Ragazze, tutto bene qui in cucina?
Okay so far, I think. There's a few difficult words, but we're getting there.
Allora, guarda, Katie, aggiungi un po' di zucchero agli albumi e aggiungi anche il mascarpone.
It looks so delicious.
Che bell'aspetto.
Poi?
Mescola finché ottieni una bella crema.
Posso provarlo?
Sì, o forse devi dire posso assaggiarlo?
Posso assaggiarlo?
Sei come Francesca, dai. Andiamo avanti. Prendi il frullino e monta gli albumi.
Va bene così.
Perfetto, ora mettiamo gli albumi con la crema.
Ecco.
Katie, prendi i savoiardi e il caffè che ha preparato Francesca.
Questo?
Sì, adesso intingi i savoiardi nel caffè e ricopri ogni strato con la crema.
Giusto?
Sei bravissima!
Mamma, Katie, gli spaghetti sono pronti. Dai, a tavola.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Anch'io, l'acquolina in bocca.
Now, I hope that you too have l'acquolina in bocca, that your mouth is watering. Now, that's the final one of our conversations here recorded in Italy. And we hope that you've enjoyed this. Next time, we are going to be back in the studio and we're going to be taking a look back at some of the things that we've learned over the course of the past 10 lessons and indeed over the course of the past 40 lessons, because this marks the end of season 1 of Coffee Break Italian. Of course, if you're a premium member and you have access to the bonus materials, then you'll be able to listen to one further conversation in the bonus episode for this lesson. And if you've not yet decided to become a premium member, then you should know that you can find out everything you need to know about Coffee Break Italian premium version at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. We offer video versions of all our lessons with the words on the screen, and also full transcripts and lesson notes and our bonus audio materials. That's all at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. But for now, that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that you consider making your own tiramisu. Indeed, if you do make a tiramisu, why don't you post a photo of it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. You can also check us out on Twitter at Learn Italian. I'll be delighted to be joined by Katie and Francesca in the studio next time. Until then, grazie e arrivederci. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.